thank you very much. I tell you, after an introduction like that, I can hardly wait to hear what I'm going to say.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, it is Good News Day on Laugh Again, that day when we bring you the latest grin-worthy news items of the month. First up is the story of a frustrated customer at an Ohio restaurant who pulled an iguana out of his shirt and hurled it at the manager. What would you say? I guess I want to know what his problem was. Meanwhile, in Ponoka, Alberta, not far from my hometown, Gail Gross went to a hardware store to select a set of plastic drawers that were on sale. The salesman asked, "May I help you, ma'am?" Well, all of us can be guilty of saying something before thinking it through, and this was Gail's turn. She thanked him and replied, "Yes, I'd like to see your drawers." From the front of the building, the store owner yelled, "Now that's a bit personal, isn't it?" In other news, 38 world records were broken at this year's London Marathon. Records broken included fastest time for two runners handcuffed together and fastest marathon in a six-person costume. Well, I admire anyone who gets out there and does something. Too many of us, when tempted to run a marathon, say, "Nah, I'd rather sit right here and eat some cake." Speaking of unhealthy life choices, a man who has eaten two Big Macs nearly every day since 1972 recently consumed his 30,000th McDonald's hamburger. Ah! 64-year-old Don Gorski scarfed down the milestone burger in front of an audience at the restaurant in Wisconsin where he ate his very first burger. "It's my perfect food," he says, "and doctors say I'm healthy as a horse." Well, Don, what the doctors didn't tell you is that the average horse lives 25 years. You'd be better off eating hay. Then there's the case of two teens in St. Augustine, Florida, who were out swimming when a riptide grabbed them and carried them miles out to sea. Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, students at a local Christian high school, knew there was no way they could swim back to land, so they held on to each other and prayed like crazy. Before long, thank God, they were spotted by Captain Eric Wagner and his crew and hauled to safety. The name of Captain Eric's boat? The Amen. Our final story involves another rescue. Oil workers off the coast of Thailand were shocked to find a dog swimming more than 220 kilometers offshore. How did it get out there? No one knows. The workers pulled the exhausted pup aboard, cleaned it up, fed it, and named it Boonrod. And now Boonrod has been adopted by the man who first spotted him and pulled him from the ocean. Boonrod, by the way, is a Thai word which roughly translated is the saved one. I smiled when I read this because I can't help but read myself into this story. I was lost in my own self-righteousness, working my way to heaven, adrift, without hope. Then God pulled me from the water, adopted me, and gave me a new name. Titus 3:4-5 says, "But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." I hope you have experienced that mercy and kindness, that washing and renewal. If you're adrift today, God offers you His hand of rescue through simple faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. We can all use a little good news today, can't we? Policemen in Beaverton, Oregon, were in for some good news when they entered a house, guns drawn, to apprehend a robber. There they found the suspect was an iguana. No, it wasn't. It was a robotic vacuum cleaner.
When life feels heavy, sometimes the best cure is a little bit of laughter and hope. At Laugh Again, we're passionate about spreading the life-changing grace and hope of Jesus. Your support helps us share this joy and the gospel message with so many in need. Will you partner with us this month? Donate today at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.